CITR 101.9 FM. This is Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. And it is Sunday, September 9th. September 9th. It's September already. Wow. The summer has gone by pretty fast, eh? Just wanted to let everybody know that I think I'm podcasting the show. I started doing it on the 12th of August, but I don't think my last show podcast worked because I didn't see it listed on the CITR website. So I'm trying it again today. We'll see how it goes. If I do something wrong, then I'll have to get some help and then I'll finally get it right. And then hopefully every episode of Saint-Tropez will be podcast properly. Anyway, the music that I'm going to play today is a little bit more in the bubblegum vein, 60s bubblegum, that is. And I'm a huge Monkees fan, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun to play a bunch of Monkees songs? And so I've got pretty much every CD that they've ever put out. And so I thought I would play a selection from each one of their albums, sort of randomly, not in any particular order. And not for the whole show, but at least a set here. And I'm going to start things off with the Monkees, of course, from their album Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited. And this is kind of one of my favorite tracks off the album called Love Is Only Sleeping.
She turned away and said, once I loved, but love is dead. And I whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. She said, I cannot cry, and I cannot give or feel or even try. And her voice was hard and cold. Then her sweet young face looked old, and I whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. Through the endless days and nights, she could not help but wrap herself in sorrow.
Sorrow.
Through the endless days and nights, we waited for a shining new tomorrow. Love was sleeping.
Her eyes as it mingled with our sighs, and she whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping.
And she whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping, only sleeping, yeah, only sleeping.
Thank you. passion. We will make the world shine. We were born to love one another. This is something we all need. We were born to love one another. We must be what we're going to be. And what we have to be. From the start, she said she'd never hurt me, but then she turned around and broke my heart. Why am I standing here, missing her and wishing she were here? Hey. She only did me wrong. Hey. I'm better off alone. Took all I had and then she fed me dirt. She laughed when I was crying. It was such a joke to see the way it hurt. Why am I standing here, missing her and wishing she were here? Hey. She only did me wrong. Hanging around. She needs someone to walk on so her feet don't touch the ground.
Don't touch the ground.
But I love her.
Love her.
I need her.
Need her.
Want her.
Want her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. She.
Thank you. Though you've played at love and lost, and sorrow's turned your heart to frost, I will melt your heart again. Remember the feeling as a child when you woke up and morning smiled. This time you felt like you did then. There's just no percentage in remembering the past. It's time you learn to live again at last. Come with me, leave yesterday behind, and take a giant step outside your mind. You stare at me in disbelief, say for you there's no relief, but I swear I'll prove you wrong. Don't sit in your lonely room, just staring back in silent gloom, that's not where you belong. Come with me, I'll take you where the taste of life is green, and every day holds wonders to be seen. Come with me, leave yesterday with me, and take the giant and take a giant step outside your mind. And take a giant step outside your mind.
Thank you. sunny girlfriend and personality. Well, she's got a book that tells about everybody's past, and she can make you slow while making your mind move fast. She's my sunny girlfriend, and she's never less. Oh, thoughts at night, gazing down through eyes as bright as wonder. She can send you on your way to everywhere. She's only started after you think that she is there. My sunny girlfriend, and she just doesn't care. Yes, she's my sunny girlfriend, she doesn't really care.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was Sunny Girlfriend by the Monkees. Yay! From their album Headquarters. And I specifically wanted to play a Michael Nesmith track in my little monkey set. So that was the Nesmith track, and it's one of my favorites. Yes, I'm a monkeys geek. Okay, I admit it. I have a lunchbox, one of those tin lunchboxes with the monkeys on it. And I used to watch the show when I was a kid, not really when they first aired. I saw the reruns. And they're just so awesome. I mean, sure, we all know they were a manufactured band, but they had some great songwriters working for them, like Boyce and Hart. And Goffin and King, and even some Neil Diamond and Harry Nilsson. And I mean, it's such a great, you know, lineup of amazing songwriters. And then eventually, you know, they started writing some of their own songs because they got sort of tired of being labeled a manufactured band, and they learned how to play instruments and stuff. And Michael Nesmith and Peter Tork were real musicians even before they joined the band. So anyway, yeah, the same old, you know, a defending them kind of thing, but they're amazing. I love them. And so anyway, before that, we heard one of my favorite tracks from the Head soundtrack, the Porpoise song, beautiful song. Monkeys, 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 these are all the monkeys. The Monkees, before that, from their first album, self-titled album, with a track, a really nice little track called Take a Giant Step. And from the Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees, Valerie, kind of a little more of a garagey kind of tune. She, from More of the Monkees, which was actually an album that they never authorized the release of. Their manager at the time released that album. Of course, you know, they were a money-making machine, but they were really pissed off about that. And I think they fired their manager after he released that album. It's kind of a bit of a scandal around that. And again, we heard another track from Headquarters with For Pete's Sake, which you might have recognized if you've ever seen the show, as the closing song for the closing credits. A really great track. Love Is Only Sleeping started things off from Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited. And yeah, Davy Jones was so cute. I had a crush on him when I was 5 years old. And is it possible to have crushes when you're five? Sure, why not? But I think it's changed over the years. I think Michael Nesmith, who kind of was my favorite even when I was a kid too, he was like my second favorite. I think Michael Nesmith has come to the foreground as my favorite monkey. Who's your favorite monkey? So in keeping with a bit of a bubblegum tradition here, but something a bit more current, going to play you some Pipettes, which I played on my show a lot when their album came out, We Are the Pipettes. But this is a single that they put out in North America, probably to get a bit of hype going about them. And there's some tracks on here that I don't have. And I thought this was kind of a funny song. It's called Guess Who Ran Off with the Milkman. So this is the Pipettes with Guess Who Ran Off with the Milkman.
Transport.
Do you like?
Don't like worms.
Do you like?
do you like?
I hate that Zoe Ball. And I detest BW Beatles. I can't stand Swede. And knitting's so boring. Have you ever been to Salford and Ferrers? It's awful. I hate the smell of smoke in my car. I hate pop socks. I really don't like clubs. I hate it when people shout. Shut up!
sketchy but final color me in. If green is chasing the hills over miles, if blue is pursuing the sky, see if the red of your heart doesn't mind where you begin to color me in. Something new and nothing to do, then I'm just the idea. I must be real, cause somehow I feel that I'm just the idea. Let's share the blue of the towering sky, the green of the hills that roll by. Leave the red of your heart to decide if you cannot choose which color to use. I'll always wait, it's never too late.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. That was the Brunettes. They're from New Zealand, and that's their album called Structure and Cosmetics, and that's a first for me. I've been very curious about this band. They just played here last week, and they're on Sub Pop Records, which is kind of neat. And that was a track called Brunettes Against Bubblegum Youth, which I kind of liked. The word bubblegum is can be used very loosely sometimes. When I think of bubblegum, I think of that all that great stuff from the 60s, but bubblegum could also mean like crap, like, I don't know, Avril Lavigne in today's terms, or Britney Spears or something like that. So, but either way, bubblegum's an awesome word in general. Before that, we heard Broadcast from their album Ha Ha Sound with a track called Color Me In, and The Postmarks with Know Which Way the Wind Blows. And before that, we heard a funny little ditty from a band called Lollipop Train from a compilation called Simultaneous Ice Cream on Siesta Records, and a track called Teenage Trifle, which kind of really made me laugh. And the Pipettes before that with Guess Who Ran Off with the Milkman. And it's almost quarter to, it's about 16 minutes to 6, so Queer FM is coming up at 6 p.m. with Heather, so make sure you stay tuned for that. I'm going to be playing something completely out of left field now, and it's a total guilty pleasure, and that's what my show is all about, all my wonderful guilty pleasures. And recently, I just started listening to the English Beat again, and well, I shouldn't even, I've never really stopped listening to them, but I guess I sort of started listening to them a lot more. And I'm going to play the 12-inch version of Doors of Your Heart, because it's just, it's really, it's always been one of my favorite songs by them. And so this is the English Beat, old English Beat, with Doors of Your Heart, the 12-inch version. And I apologize if it's kind of 80s and dated, but it'll be cool. And then I'm going to play some Orange Juice and some more old 80s kind of Scottish stuff. So anyway, this is the Beat with the Doors of Your Heart.
Hey, hey, hey. Since you really fight, man said, attention to everybody. Each and every day I walk through the streets and I see man and man want kill each other. Because you are black and you are white. So what's the use in fighting? War, alright. Because it's strictly love and unity we are getting today. And that we will never throw away. And we will never throw away. God, alright. Just because you're grown, you know you want like a clown. Just because you're white, you know you're wrong, and let go by. Say, what's the use in fighting? Say, you shouldn't be in the fight.
Just like me, I think we cling too much. Why can't we just feel love thumping at the doors of our hearts? Feel love thump as it tears us apart. Feel blood pump as the worrying starts. I can feel love thumping at the doors of my heart again. The doors of my heart again. I can feel love go pump, 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 pump. I can feel love.
Oh, not say. She built a city of tears. All I'm saying is I'm alone, and consequently only my dreams satisfy the real needs of my heart. I
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was Orange Juice, going all the way back to 1980 with Falling and Laughing. And Orange Juice was, of course, what's his name's band? Oh, dear. What's his name again? Yeah, I guess if you have a radio show, you should get your facts straight. Edwin Collins. Yes, Edwin Collins, his old band. Fabulous band from Scotland. Before that, we heard something going all the way back to 1981 from What Happened by the English Beat, The Doors of Your Heart, the 12-inch version. Good old 12-inch versions of songs. And, well, it's 5-2. And 5-6, and my show is just about over. So I do thank you for tuning in. Hopefully, I will get the podcasting thing sorted out, and the show will be podcast properly. I do wish that I could get it correctly, because I'm not very good at technical things. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with a band called OutHud. They're an American band, and they're friends of Chick Chick Chick, and I think they might even be sort of have some of the same members or something. But this is an album called Let Us Never Speak of It Again, and this is a track called How Long by OutHud. So I'll see you in 2 weeks, and thanks for tuning in.